WTAW news time is 5 minutes after 8. It's 58 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by BCR Realtors, the best agents in the Brazos Valley. Find them online at bcrbcs.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A Brazos County grand jury is taking no criminal action against a Bryan policeman who shot a man on February 12th. District Attorney Jarvis Parsons issued a statement Tuesday that the grand jury concluded its review of evidence from his office, along with Bryan Police and the Texas Rangers. Bryan Police has scheduled a news conference this afternoon in response to the grand jury's decision involving Officer Stephen Laughlin's shooting of Calvin Baker. Parsons says body camera footage captured Baker pulling a black object from his back pocket and attempting to point it at the officer. The officer then fired multiple shots at Baker. The DA's office says no criminal charges are pending against Baker, who has been released from the hospital, and Officer Laughlin has returned to full duty. You can read Parsons' news release online at WTAW.com. Changes have been made to when you can speak at Bryan City Council meetings.
Last month, the decision was made to separate public comments from the agenda business of the council's evening meeting. Your opportunities now sit at 5:30 or after the council finishes its executive session business behind closed doors. Public comments are followed by agenda business at 6. At the last council meeting, public speakers had mixed reaction. One was going to be inconvenienced by starting 30 minutes sooner.
But I'm still going to be here. I knew you silenced 1 week, but I didn't know you always silenced it. But I do know, because of your citizens and being on television, that I've gotten calls from people across the country, including some of your relatives.
Another was opposed to capping the total time for public comment to 25 minutes.
The fishbowl of the workshops and private meetings, some things may begin to sound like a really good idea. But it might be good to hear if more than approximately 8 citizens think it's a really bad idea.
One supporter thought public comments were no longer being televised.
I was just here to thank the council for taking the Hear Citizens off of the TV, because I wouldn't be here if I was on TV, because it's very intimidating. And then the other thing was to thank you guys for changing the time to where it's before the meeting, so that the meeting will start at 6, and so that people at home can watch it on TV and know that it's going to start at 6. Instead of waiting till later.
The speaker was partially correct. Public comments are no longer being televised live. Within a week of the meeting, a recording of the video is posted to the City of Bryan website. It could be edited, according to the city, to remove obscenities, any display of information that the city considers confidential by law, or the display of what the city considers inappropriate materials. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Public feedback is credited with changing long-range highway plans in and around the Twin Cities. The BCS Metropolitan Planning Organization unveiled a revised concept map showing more than $2 billion of projects through the year 2050. The new map, which you can see online at WTAW.com, does not include projects to handle increased traffic in the Northgate District.
College Station is the fourth largest downtown during the workday. And if you compare our roadway network to what exists in San Antonio and Austin, we're way behind the curve.
MPO Executive Director Dan Rudge thanked those who provided 1,300 comments during a series of 9 public meetings since last October.
When we were out at the public meetings, if they said they didn't like something, we said, okay, what would you propose in exchange? And a lot of them thought about it for a while and then came to another public meeting and said, okay, we thought about what you asked, and since we don't like what you're proposing here, this is what we would propose in its place.
Comments about the revised map are being taken through a week from Friday. Major changes include dropping the idea of extending FM 2818 through Emerald Forest. Instead, the route is along Rock Prairie and Bird Pond Road. The Arrington Road would become a 3-lane instead of a 4-lane road. A College Station city councilman took staff to task at its last meeting for taking an additional 2 years and spending an additional $1 million to replace computer software. Then James Benham joined the rest of the council in approving another $300,000 to an outside firm managing the project. City Manager Kelly Templin was not there when the original decision was made, dating back to when the city was dealing with the layoff of 59 employees.
Knowing what I know now, I do not think this project, something of this scale, should have been attempted, because folks are still working 60 hours a week on it.
The City of College Station's new software for payroll is projected to be finished in July and for utility billing this November. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 8. It's 59 degrees. You can call or text us. Be part of the show. 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by BCR Realtors. More news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You can trust the best real estate firm in the Brazos Valley, BCR.
BCR Realtors assisted my wife and I in the sale of our home, and they were an expert in all phases of contract representation. They provided market insights, which allowed us to list the home and sell it in record time. And with Bryan College Station's continually changing market, BCR continues to keep all of our rental properties 100% rented and at the maximum rental rate. Thank you, BCR Realtors.
Spring is termite time in the Brazos Valley. Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins, A&M Class of 81. My company, ABC Home and Commercial Services, has been the preferred choice of Brazos Valley homeowners for years. So if you're seeing mud tubes on the outside of your home or small ant-looking insects with wings, call ABC for a free inspection. If necessary, we'll treat your home with the best products and methods available. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Good morning, Infomaniacs. It's 8:11. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, your business, Nationwide is on your side. Call the Kilgore Insurance Group at 776-1900 or stop by the office on Harvey Road. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
High pressure takes control of our weather today, but it's not going to last for very long. Clouds will give way to partial sunshine. Temperatures will be up near 70 this afternoon. We'll see the cloudiness returning tonight. Lows will be 55 to 60. Clouds tomorrow, scattered showers in the forecast. Highs will be up around 75. We're mostly cloudy tomorrow night, 60 to 65. Clouds for Friday with scattered showers. Highs 75 to 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So apparently College Station is the fourth largest downtown in Texas.
That's what really? The audio said. And okay. They consider the Northgate area downtown.
Well,
because that's what it was related to in the story.
But last Wednesday, the mayor said we need a downtown
right.
in College Station,
yeah.
which would mean we don't have a downtown. What is downtown?
I don't know how to define downtown.
I don't go to Northgate anymore. Nobody goes there anymore. It's too crowded. As the great Yogi Berra said, the traffic there is just crazy.
Right. Well, and even someone, you know, it's still open. It's doing well. There's this little juice joint down there,
okay.
like juice and smoothies and healthy stuff. And someone just the other day asked me if I had gone, and I said, well, no, where would I park?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm sure, you know, they get enough college flow just from walking across from campus.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But, yeah, it's just, you know, too much of an effort.
Well, and this is something, and again, I had talked to the folks in College Station, I guess, 2 months ago about, is there going to end up being a situation where people will either walk under University Drive because, you know, that's at A&M they do that. Remember a long time ago there used to be the Skywalk.
Yep.
Over
chain link fence and all.
Yeah, over Welborn Road. And that was kind of interesting.
It was cool when you were a kid.
Yeah, yeah. And then they decided, well, no, we're going to have oldsters who are going to need to go to the games and stuff, so we need to go
Let's go under.
But, I mean, the same situation.
It's much prettier, too.
And
now.
It is. That's true. But the same situation could happen there. How does that make the possibility of your downtown being at Northgate? Because I get it. I mean, what you're talking about is you need to have a critical mass of people, a certain density of people, and there is more and more. I mean, they're still building apartment high-rises on that side of University, on the non-campus side of University, but again, a safe way for people to be able to move back and forth might really change things. The problem is having it right there. You can't, a downtown has development on both sides of a major thoroughfare. And if University is that major thoroughfare, well, you can only have development on one side because the other side is A&M's, and they're not, you know, they're not going
to
do that.
And here, I want to take a listen to this audio real quick because this, we I have to shorten some of our stories for time constraints. And so in a version of another story that will run, you know, later throughout the day, it says, The list of projects totaling more than $2 billion does not include the Northgate District, which by traffic volume during the week is the fourth largest downtown area in the state. And here's what Dan Rudge had to say.
Not just on game day, but Monday through Friday. So we're smaller than Austin, but we actually have a larger downtown workforce population than San Antonio.
Wow. Interesting.
Well, that is, and
because someone had texted in and said, could they have meant Bryan downtown? But I think they're talking about College Station here.
No, because what he is saying, the key word there is working, okay, working population. And San Antonio is interesting because if, you know, San Antonio has a lot of stuff out, especially on the northwest side, that outside their loop, they have a lot of stuff that goes on out there. But that is interesting. You know, there's some major insurance companies that are based in San Antonio, and maybe, again, the key there is the core. And you can use statistics to say all sorts of things, and it's not important necessarily that the workforce in College Station is larger than San Antonio's. It's the idea of the density that you have there.
Right.
Because he's talking about it simply from a traffic standpoint and moving people through, which is another argument for, you know, President Young wants to take all vehicles off of campus that are not related to emergency situations
or deliveries.
And that's again, and University Drive can't get any wider. I mean, it's as big as it can be.
Right.
You're going to have to build a deck on it if you wanted to make more people. And I don't know that we necessarily want to do that. But these are going to be things that we're going to talk about more and more and more. I thought it was interesting that they decided to knock Arrington down from 4 lanes to 3 lanes.
Yep.
See how that works. The whole situation, and again, the other number that jumps out is $2 billion in transportation projects. That's a monster amount of money. We're going to talk to John Rainey in just a little while in Austin. You know, that that deal came out about the legislation came out about putting a 4% increase cap on property taxes in Austin. So that would impact the amount of tax dollars through property that cities could get. And I know that the story that was on the TV station, Mayor Mooney was bemoaning that fact, and we're going to need money to do stuff, and where's that money going to come from? Well, impact fees would be the answer there. Mm-hmm. But anyway, all you see how far this thing can explode very quickly into how much money is this going to cost, and where's it going to go, and why are you doing that in my backyard?
Yeah.
Stop doing that. So that's the problem that we have with growth. So I really want to get away from that for a second to talk about something that is absolutely frightening. Did you see the dump from WikiLeaks yesterday?
No.
All right. Major portion of the CIA's computer hacking arsenal was apparently exposed yesterday by the anti-secrecy organization, including information revealing that secret cyber tools used by the agency to convert cell phones, televisions, and other ordinary devices into implements of espionage, if you will. The document appeared to detail the design and capabilities of some of U.S. America's intelligence community's most closely guarded cyber weapons. WikiLeaks claims to have gotten the files from a former CIA contractor, but appear to mainly spotlight hacking methods that many experts already assumed the agency had developed. Among them, ways to turn that Samsung F8000 smart TV into an audio recorder to create a fake off switch, which would send the audio to some place like the CIA after the TVs were fully switched back on. Malware that targets Windows, Android, iOS, OS X, and Linux computers, as well as internet routers. There was also apparently attacks against popular antivirus products as well. And there was also apparently a unit which targeted iPhones and iPads, which allow the agency to see a target's location, activate their device's camera and microphone, and read their text communications. Other phones made by manufacturers like Samsung, HTC, and Sony were also hacked.
Yep.
So, just saying.
And, you know, we kind of talked about this a few weeks ago with the TVs that were sending results of what you watch to, advertising companies.
Well, back to the company, so the television company, so they could sell it.
But this is going to the government now.
Yep.
That's scary.
So,
Big Brother is watching.
Mm-hmm. Big Brother is turning out the lights, too. How about this? There was a power outage that caused the lights on the Statue of Liberty to go out last night.
Oh,
hear about that?
No.
Yep. CNN showed a video that showed Lady Liberty with only the torch lit. People thought that that might somehow be connected to the Day Without Women protest,
No. Mm.
But the National Park Service said the outage was possibly caused due to work on a new emergency backup generator. Why would they not know?
Yeah.
Why would they not know why the lights went out on the Statue of Liberty? Okay. All right. So we got that going. Oh, wait then. Here, let's make it the trifecta. The New York State Board of Education weighing the resolution that would no longer require teachers to pass a literacy exam to be certified.
Oh, because that, you know, who needs to read?
Yeah, no.
Who needs to know how to read and write and teach the youth of America?
Just letting you know all that's going on out there.
What do you teach? I teach reading and writing. Yeah. Oh, really? How do you know? Well, I mean, I just assumed I can't read the sign above my door.
I think that's probably right. I'm not, okay. Nike's newest buzzy product, not a sneaker. It's a performance hijab. Designed for female athletes. Due out next year, the Nike Pro Hijab will be made of a breathable, stretchy material which helps wick sweat away from the wearer.
I'm honestly surprised this isn't out already.
Well, yeah. The length is extended so that there is less of a chance that it will come off from the wearer while they are working out. The Hollywood Reporter says the athletic hijab was created with Nike's founding mission of, if you have a body, you are an athlete.
Okay. Speaking of Nike, which brings me to shoes, which brings me to the Pizza Hut shoes that we have discussed in the show.
Right.
So Darren Revelle works for ESPN primarily, but he's all about branding and new
business
products.
Guy,
business guy. And he was one of the 64, actually, that received a pair of these Pizza Hut shoes.
All right.
To test it out. And he ordered a pizza from Pizza Hut with his shoes. And through
Just a second. Excuse me. Go ahead. Explain how they could order the pizza with the shoes.
I think he presses a button on the shoe.
Right.
And it orders a, I guess, preset pizza of whatever you want.
Uh-huh.
And so he says, I ordered the pizza from the Pizza Hut shoes, and through GPS, this guy delivered it to me in a random parking lot in West Orange, New Jersey, where my car was parked. So it's not even an address that's programmed. It is literally where you are.
Wow, that's
when you order
wondering.
It. And the guy found him, and he has video of it on his Instagram.
I was wondering that specifically when we were doing that. Like, is it GPS located? And wow, turns out it is.
Yep.
Huh. And of course, it's only activated when you're trying to order a pizza. There's no way anybody would know otherwise.
Right.
Okay, fine. All right, good. So, glad to know that's working out there.
Yeah.
Guy in Idaho spotted skiing down a slope, without skis. Online video shows skier Michael Reed sliding down a mile-long slope in Sun Valley using his boots. He actually started down the slope on skis, but the straps broke and he was forced to basically improvise. You can hear him yelling, I'm using my boots, as he slides past the camera. Luckily, he survived the dangerous mishap. So apparently there's video of that out there. Just letting you know. Oh, speaking of shoes, one of the tallest teenagers in the world has finally found a pair of shoes to fit him. 7'8" Brock Brown of Michigan used to be listed in the Guinness Book as the world's largest teen. Until now, the 19-year-old has been unable to buy a pair of shoes big enough for his size 28 feet.
Wow! Whoa!
Thanks to a 3D printing technology and a California shoe company called Feetz, F-E-T-Z, E-T-Z, Brown is breaking in a brand new pair of custom shoes. Company converts photos of a person's feet into a 3D model for perfectly fitting shoes, no matter what the size. Brown ordered the kicks to match the colors of his favorite basketball team, the Chicago Bulls. So,
wow, that
there
is a massive foot.
That's a, I remember the NBA Experience came here and they had Shaq shoes. I don't know how big they were, but they were pretty dang big.
Yeah.
Hey, Alex Rodriguez has a gig. See this? He signed a multi-year deal to be a full-time analyst for Fox Sports.
A-Rod.
Fox Sports.
Right.
Deadline says
that A-Rod. Well, it's because they're firing everyone at ESPN.
Yeah, he doesn't want to be going there. No. There's no job security. Reports that A-Rod will be working on some Fox Saturday baseball games, serve as a feature reporter for Fox's pregame shows, and appear on FS1's MLB whip around.
All right. Hey, Shaq wears a 22.
Oh.
Just to put that into perspective. This kid, 28.
Bigger than Shaq.
Yes.
I don't know how much bigger a 22 would be than a 28.
Right.
But it would be bigger. A 28 would be bigger than a 22, but it would be bigger.
Mm-hmm.
How long are the laces? How does that work?
Man,
is it Velcro closure? I mean, there's got to be, because I don't think they're making shoelaces that long.
No, like 3 feet long.
Ah, that's amazing. All right, A24.
Reliable and dependable equipment is essential to landowners. When working the land, knowing you have a 5-year powertrain warranty standing behind you gives you your peace of mind. The 45-horsepower tractor from John Deere at Sioux Falls Prater Equipment will clear fields, move bales, grade roads, and stand the test of time with a 5-year powertrain warranty. Now, it's more affordable than ever with payments as low as $159 a month. Stop by the Sioux Falls Prater nearest you or cptractor.com for more information. Some residency restriction may apply and subject to approved credit.
Hey, this is Mark down at Sovac City. Imagine you're in the jungle. You're looking for that trophy, but you're not actually looking for an animal. You're looking for a vacuum cleaner. At the Sovac City Superstore, you can find that trophy vacuum. It will clean. It will manicure. It will make everything look that much better in your house. It'll get rid of your allergies. It'll help your air be clean. But only at Sovac City Superstore. We're between Rock Prairie and Deacon on the feeder road. Come on down and see us.
Test driving a mummy's toe. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. The first medical prosthetics may not have been false teeth or peg legs, but fake toes. This according to biomedical Egyptologist Jackie Finch of the University of Manchester in England, writing in the journal Lancet. She and her team studied artificial toes from ancient Egypt, one of which had been attached to a mummy. To find out if they were more than just decorative, researchers made replicas of the artificial appendages and tested them on volunteers with missing big toes.
So we put little reflective bubbles, which were placed actually on their foot segments, and got them to walk along a 10-meter walkway. And these bubbles were picked up by 10 cameras.
That, combined with pressure sensors, showed that the toes were not only comfortable, but could indeed provide assistance in walking. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Howdy, my name is Jim Mazurkovich, chairman of the Bryan College Station Chamber Ag Council, and we're hosting our 19th annual Crawfish Ball on Friday, March 17th from 5:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Brazos County Expo on Leonard Road. The cost is $50 per person for all-you-can-eat crawfish. All proceeds go to supporting our 4-H and FFA members at the upcoming Brazos County Youth Livestock Show and Sale. Everyone is invited. Come out and help support our youth by joining us on Friday, March 17th. For more information, contact the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce.
For Kashinka with your money now. Private employers added 298,000 jobs in February, according to the numbers from payroll processor ADP. We'll get the Labor Department's report, which includes government jobs, on Friday morning. Health insurance shoppers may wind up with more options to choose from, but less help buying a policy under a new Republican proposal to replace the Affordable Care Act. The plan shifts more responsibility for finding affordable coverage to the individual and away from the government. Whether the plan becomes law is far from a sure thing. It immediately drew criticism from both sides of the aisle. The man who won the Oscar for Best Director this year is ready to crank out another movie. Damien Chazelle is on track to release First Man next fall, which would put him in a position to compete for an Academy Award in early 2019. The movie is about Neil Armstrong, the first man to walk on the moon, and stars Ryan Gosling. Crude oil down 57 cents at $52.56 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures slightly higher. That's your money now.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about Home Advisor?
Home what?
Home Advisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. Home Advisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Yesterday, amid all the news and noise about Trump, the Russians, and North Korea, a stunning story received zero attention. The United States can now identify anyone using the internet anonymously. Kim Komando with your Wednesday Digital Consumer Tech Update. You may have heard of Tor, T-O-R. Until now, Tor has allowed internet complete secrecy to its users. The software directs internet traffic through a global network of more than 7,000 relay routers in several countries, making it impossible to trace. But while investigating a disgusting child porn website known as the Playpen, FBI agents found a way to reveal the real identity of anyone using Tor. Their case against the child porn website was ironclad, but now the FBI has suddenly dropped the case. The government doesn't want to reveal how it broke Tor's anonymity. There are bigger fish to fry, terrorist fish, for example. For now, know that Tor is broken and nothing is secret. The latest tech news is updated 24/7 at news.komando.com. K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
We all benefit from eating healthy, but when the time is tight, it always comes down to takeout or eating out. Until now. Introducing HelloFresh, the most delicious recipes. The healthiest, freshest ingredients, just the right quantities with step-by-step directions delivered straight to your door. HelloFresh, hello easy. To get $20 off your first box, go to HelloFresh.com/Kim. Shipping's free. HelloFresh.com/Kim.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 59 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something. Awards & More can put it there. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Last October began a series of 9 public meetings in and around the Twin Cities to gather feedback about highway needs through the year 2050. The BCS Metropolitan Planning Organization has revealed its latest concept map, which is online at WTAW.com. Major changes included moving an extension of FM 2818 from going through Emerald Forest to rerouting via Rock Prairie and a portion of Bird Pond Road. The MPO also changed Arrington Road from a 4-lane to a 3-lane. A Bryan policeman will not face criminal charges in the shooting of a local man last month, nor will the man who was shot after police responded to a disturbance call. Bryan Police has scheduled a news conference for this afternoon following the decision by a Brazos County grand jury, which was announced by District Attorney Jarvis Parsons. A City of College Station project taking 4 years instead of 2 to complete and costing nearly $5 million instead of 4 was discussed at the city's council's last meeting. Councilman James Benham took city staff to task before being part of a unanimous vote to spend an additional $300,000 to outside consultants replacing computer software.
My challenge in pegging the blame on this on staffing conditions at the time is that those were known. You knew what staff you had available. You knew what financial resources you had available.
City Manager Kelly Templin, who was not there when the original decision was made, says this project should have not been started. The City of College Station's new software for payroll is projected to be finished in July and for utility billing this November. There are mixed reviews to changes in the order the Bryan City Council conducts its business.
The council's meeting on Valentine's Day marked the start of moving public comments to 5:30, where after finishing executive session matters behind closed doors. Something that did not change was requiring public speakers to give their home address. When former Councilman Rafael Pena refused to say anything more than he lived in Bryan, Mayor Andrew Nelson stepped in.
That's my understanding that I don't have to say my address. I wrote my address down on the deal. I just don't want to state my address. I want to say the city.
It's a basic requirement. We don't ask much. Can you put your address? Can you state your official address, please? Okay. You'd rather me do that? Okay. 510 West 15th Street. I'm not sure what the complication is there, but
last Tuesday, comments from public speakers included supporters and opponents to moving the time to 5:30 instead of 6. In addition to the time change, public comments at Bryan City Council meetings are no longer available as they happen, either on the city's website or on local cable. City records public comments, removes what the city considers are obscenities and appropriate materials and confidential information, then places it on the city website within 1 week of the meeting date. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 8:34. It's 59 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Awards and More. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Rebird, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. With the current weather and temperature, Brazos Valley insects are seeking shelter, but you can get rid of them, whether it's roaches, spiders, scorpions, or ants. ABC can create a pest control plan that's simple and environmentally friendly for people and pets. Plus, all of our ABC specialists undergo a comprehensive background screening, so you can rest easy with our team on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a sure winner. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-480-5681. That's 800-480-5681. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-480-5681. 800-480-5681.
836, let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. For more information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
High pressure takes control of our weather today, but it's not going to last for very long. Clouds will give way to partial sunshine. Temperatures will be up near 70 this afternoon. We'll see the cloudiness returning tonight. Lows will be 55 to 60. Clouds tomorrow, scattered showers in the forecast. Highs will be up around 75. We're mostly cloudy tomorrow night, 60 to 65. Clouds for Friday with scattered showers. Highs 75 to 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Of course, making all the news yesterday in Austin was the 13 hours of testimony that was heard over in the Senate State Affairs Committee having to do with the bathroom bill, which passed out of committee by a 7-1 vote. Dr. Schwertner was not in the chamber at the time of the vote, but he did advise them that he would vote yes. So 7-1 is how that came out. Now it goes to the full Senate. They'll have a look at that, and that's, of course, part of the major agenda that the lieutenant governor has. Actually waiting for the phone to ring. You know what we're going to do? We're going to do that thing where we're going to start the interview and then you'll get interrupted because the state rep is going to be calling us. Mayor Lestrada's here this morning. How are you today?
Doing great, Scott. How are you?
Good. Doing just fine. You brought the mayor pro tem in.
I did. The Honorable Greg Owens, mayor pro tem of the city of Bryan.
Good morning. How are you today?
Doing fine.
Okay. As long as you're willing to be interrupted when the state rep... State rep's going to call. There he is right there. All right, let's do live radio right there. Let's head over to Austin. The State Representative John Rainey joins us. Good morning. How are you today?
Doing great, Scott. And you?
Good. Another morning in finance, huh?
Yes.
Appropriations,
In appropriations. We are through so far this morning, and I'm out of the committee sitting in my office, so a little more relaxed than usual.
Let's talk about something that that could impact A&M in a very significant way. The Enterprise Fund was something that Governor Perry put together to try to help bring businesses into Texas, and it certainly helped. But the new governor decided to do away with that because he believed that money should be spent to upgrade the Tier 1 universities, University of Texas, Texas A&M, and Texas Tech.
and that has helped to some extent. Well, now the legislature's sending signals that that fund may be in trouble. What's the talk in the hallways?
Well, now that's a good question, because I'm not sure what is all is going on there. It could be putting a little pressure on the governor for something else, and it could be actually looking at discontinuing to make it a budget cut because of the need to reduce our spending. So it may be a political move.
Well,
all of those could
go
play.
Ahead. That's one thing that we see there, because there is still that gap. And again, I think we talk about that every week. And Senator Schwertner's answer was very brief last week. I said, are you any closer to closing the gap between the two budgets, the one in the House and the one in the Senate? And he said just flat out no. Your feeling?
Well, I don't know about that. But I did have some feeling from talking to Chairman Zerwas that there is some movement over on the Senate that he knows about, and that we may be using some of the accounting procedures that some people might want to call, fraudulent accounting procedures, but we've used them before and come back and paid, like a deferment by one day of one of the payments to public schools so that we can transfer one of those monthly payments to the next year. And what we did from what happened after the 2011, when we came back in 13, we passed a supplemental appropriations bill that paid that back and also took care of Medicaid. Those are kinds of things that the accounting maneuvers that we've been able to do to fit the budget. And there's also some possibility of using some portion of the Economic Stabilization Fund. We're not going to raid it, as some people will say, but we need to use some of it perhaps to make it through this downturn in the economy with low oil prices. And we already saw that sales tax revenue was up a little bit in January, and if that continues, we'll be okay. If we had not passed, and I'm not saying we did wrong, but it's a questionable procedure. If we had not passed the sales tax maneuver to move it to highways last time, we probably wouldn't be in any trouble at all. We wouldn't have the highways. But we did something that dedicated funds, and we already are very tight on our maneuverable ability because of only about 16-17% of the whole budget being flexible. So, and we continue to do things that seem to tire the hands of future legislatures in dealing with financial situations.
State Representative John Rainey joining us from Austin. And more we hear, of course, again, the highway fund may not be what we thought it was going to be. We're talking about this question right now from the governor's office. Oil money is not what we wanted it to be or what we thought the projection would be. Sales tax has gone up a little bit, but we still have more and more kids coming to school here in Texas. Where are we as far as school finance is concerned? It's still the 500-pound gorilla that's out there. And then what are you hearing?
Well, I think we're going to be able to fund the additional students. That I don't think there's going to be a problem with that. Now, whether we keep up with inflation is a question I don't know yet. We're still dealing with that in Article 3 of the appropriations process, which takes care of all education matters, and that's the subcommittee I'm on. We're working through that. Also, Pub Ed is looking at some changes in the way they do the formula. I'm not sure how that's all going to work out. We'll just have to wait and see, because we don't know what Pub Ed's going to do yet, and the committee.
Right.
And so we're watching it. I don't think we're going to end up with less money in public education. We may end up with a little less in higher ed. I don't know. But we're all working there in that committee to try to make sure that we try to hold education spending as closely as we can to what it was last session, so that we don't inadvertently hurt our economy without having an educated workforce.
Finally today, worst fears for city and state officials came to fruition this week when Representative Bonin introduced legislation that would cap
property taxes at 4.5%. Now, what will that mean? Because, and by the way, I have the Mayor Pro Tem of the City of Bryan listening in. So, I mean, that makes mayors and city councilmen kind of nervous because they feel like it's gonna end up changing the way the dollars are moved around. So, tell me your thought. Does that piece of legislation have any chance of passing in Austin?
Oh, absolutely, it has a chance of passing, and only because everyone is so concerned with the growth in appraisals and taxing at the local level. Of course, if you look back at it, part of that is, particularly on the education side, is because the state does not have the revenue to increase our share of spending on education. So it's been put off on the local taxpayers through tax your property tax. I don't know whether that's right or wrong, but to me it doesn't make any sense for the legislature to deal in to local issues. And we don't know. The one-size-fits-all doesn't work. It doesn't work if federal government trying to tell us how to do Medicare. It doesn't work, or Medicaid. It doesn't work with us trying to tell local communities how to run their business. This is my feeling. I think it's a conservative approach. Let's let the cities take care of their business and the voters deal with their city councils and the county commissioners' court and the things that they are concerned about on a local level instead of us dealing with it. So that's my feeling. I probably will not vote for capping it.
All right, there you go. Well, State Representative John Rady joins us most every Wednesday. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning.
You bet.
All right.
Good to talk to you, Scott.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye. All right, Greg Owens here, the Mayor Pro Tem. How you feel about that?
I'm glad to hear his vote on that matter. Do we have anybody else calling in today, Scott?
No, don't have any others. If this passes, tell me what this does mean to the city of Bryan if we end up with a cap on the property taxes, either of you, you know.
Well, interesting you should ask. This is a huge issue for us. The main bill that I think that is going to get the attention in Austin is Senate Bill 2 filed by Betancourt. That would cap revenues, property tax revenues for cities at 4%, down from 8%, mm-hmm. which we don't ever do the 8%. That's the current rollback rate. But what it would mean for the city of Bryan, if you own a $150,000 home, you would get a tax break of $1.33 a month. Now, that is not going to even buy a Coke at the corner store. However, when that's taken into account cumulatively across the city, we would would be the equivalent of three less police officers and all their equipment, training, and everything we would need to put three police officers on the street, or three firefighters trained and outfitted and on the, you know, at work. So public safety across the state is going to take a big hit, as is infrastructure. And I agree completely with what Representative Rainey said. The local people elect their city council members. If they don't like what they're doing, they'll vote them out of office.
Right.
So
okay, we'll see how that works out. So,
Scott, I just want to interject. You asked earlier what she was doing here. Now you know why I brought her.
And again, Senator Betancourt's a former assessor-collector in Harris County, so he kind of knows how that system works. Last week, a kind of an interesting moment was when Deputy City Manager Hugh Walker was discussing the amount of money either made or lost in the golf course. I think the mayor was a little surprised. I'd kind of like to get, as one member of council, your reaction.
My reaction to whether or not it made or lost money?
Well, the idea that apparently it has a continuing deficit of about $200,000 a year.
I've been on council going on 5 years, and it's continually had a deficit. Actually, we had a little better loss this past year than in years past, but it was around $200,000.
Is that a good thing?
I don't think parks are set up to make money, but I don't think it's a good thing, no.
Well, so what should be done to get that maybe $200,000 number down, at least as one member of council? Your thoughts there.
What should be done? Once again, I don't feel like parks are in the business of making money, but maybe we ought to look at a different use for that land.
So you're going to say maybe the golf course should go away in that circumstance? Is that what you – I mean, I just want to get your thoughts because I know that – you know, $400,000 is a lot of money, but that's part of that has to do with equipment that's being added. But if you have an ongoing loss of $200,000, is that justified?
There's other ways to look at things besides just from a financial perspective.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But you're asking from a financial perspective.
Well, I'm asking, yeah, one member of council, what you think ought to be done.
I haven't really analyzed the golf course enough to know. I know that since I've been on council, we've leased new golf carts, and we just authorized the purchase of some new equipment. So there's probably all kinds of reasons why it's losing $200,000 a year.
One of the stories we ran earlier this week, Greg Owens, the mayor pro tem of Bryan, with us. One of the stories we ran this week was about planning and zoning, allowing what would lead to be four or five multi-story apartment buildings just off the 29th Street and Villa Maria intersection behind the Hillier Funeral Home right there. That's something that y'all are going to take up at council, I suppose. So as one member of council, what are your thoughts there?
Well, I really haven't had time to review that. It's coming to us in April, and I plan to look at it prior to that. But we'll be hearing about that shortly.
Last two meetings, you approved adding two more police sergeant positions, not in this year's budget, but talk a little bit about being able to do that. And that's some unbudgeted spending, but your thoughts there.
Well, we did do that, and it's a definite necessity for the safety of our overall police department, and we are currently recruiting and seeking applicants, and the deadline to put your application into the city of Bryan, March 15th, right? And you can sign up on the city website, bryantx.gov.
You know, there are lots of ways to tell that a city is growing, and not the least of which would be more cell towers. Y'all have taken the step to put a 60-day moratorium on new cell towers. Your thoughts there?
Well, sometimes when you slow things down, it's so you can take a better look at them, and that's all I think we were doing in that.
Last council workshop presentation by developers for city assistance to build some new homes for low and moderate income home buyers. In the former Carver School area, what should the city's role be there as far as you're concerned?
The city's role is to influence and to encourage those kinds of developments. We have a definite need for houses in that price point.
One of the groups that I know comes to council from time to time, the Castle Heights group, one of the things that's important is that portion of the city has been established, and while we get a lot of attention for the new growth areas, Castle Heights is pretty proactive about vegetation. For instance, it's growing on either side of the road. They made a presentation to council and talked about that. Is that right? Am I right?
Creek.
I'm sorry. Creek, not street. Yeah. The vegetation, which, again, caused us problems when we had the rains last May, so I think that had to do with the vegetation removal there.
You know, I drive all over town every day, and I'm seeing our city staff work in the creeks all over the city of Bryan. Possibly what they have is a problem on some private land.
Okay. All right. P&Z meets tomorrow night. You know of anything on the agenda there that that will cap some people's interest?
Not this time. Thank goodness, no.
Happened last time, though, didn't it?
It sure did.
All right. Anything else on your radar screen this morning?
Well, we have a lunch and learn on today. It's actually today at 11:45 at the Bryan Muni Building basement. There's still room in the lunch and learn, and this topic's going to be the fire department. So please come out and learn a little more about your city fire department and the services they provide the citizens. I mentioned we were recruiting officers. Yesterday, the asphalt relay began on Austin's Colony Parkway from Boonville to Colony Creek Drive. Work will be performed every day from 8 to 5 and should be wrapping up around the end of March. And might want to go online and check out the city's aquifer storage and recovery project. It's on the city's website at bryantx.gov, ASR facts. This project will be critical to securing the city's water needs past the year 2030.
All right, very good. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. That's Greg Owens. He's the mayor pro tem of the city of Bryan. That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Dayhill. Dayhill, a Xerox company. Dayhill, a leader in business solutions for over 20 years, specializing in local service, local sales, local knowledge. Dayhill, 774-2200.
They are in their 30th year serving the Brazos Valley, and they are Health for All. It's just amazing what this organization does for the working poor in the Brazos Valley. Did you know some 25% of those in the Brazos Valley are uninsured?
Liz Dickey heads up Health for All.
I like to start by comparing it to Doctors Without Borders right here in our town. So it's something that is akin to a mission trip without having to leave home, and you can make it home in time for dinner with the family. So we use volunteer medical providers to staff a free clinic for the uninsured, low-income patients of the Brazos Valley. And it's a full-fledged clinic where patients who have nowhere else to go can access basic health care.
You see, otherwise, the cost of the health care that Health for All provides for free, it would be quite a bit of money. Here's Liz Dickey.
We save this community easily $3 to $6 million every year by helping divert patients from our emergency rooms, by providing them an alternative to actually seek preventative health care before it becomes a problem of that magnitude. So we really are a resource for this community and a huge investment, a return on that investment. It's making a big difference to these patients and to the whole community by keeping them out of the ER.
Like we said, those who benefit the most in the Brazos Valley are the working poor. We're talking about folks that make between $1,500, less than $2,000 per month.
We have a lot of patients who are just doing what they can to keep their heads above water. They're working two and three jobs to try to provide for their families. Unfortunately, that's usually part-time work. It means that they're not offered benefits or can't afford to partake in the benefits that are offered by employers, and that kind of just leaves them in this huge gap of health care in Texas. Since we didn't expand Medicaid, there is a huge population that just doesn't have another alternative to get insurance.
Now, the percentage of those uninsured in Texas has dropped some, from about 25% to 17%, but in the Brazos Valley, it's still 25%. Yes, Texas leads the nation in percentage of uninsured. I asked Liz Dickey, where do they get their health providers?
All over town. These are doctors who are recently retired, doctors that have private practices, nurses that work at our local ERs and hospitals and clinics. Above and beyond their regular jobs, they come and donate whatever time they have available, whether it's one night a month, whether it's once a week. We take whatever they'll give us, and we make the clinic staff around it.
So you're John Q. Public and you want to help. Here's what you do.
The biggest thing is always support. Funding is a huge help to us. It allows us to buy patients' medications, lab tests, to make sure that we can provide health care that's a very expensive service. But beyond that, we always need good volunteers. We have a staff of five and more than 200 volunteers that make it run. So good people and good support is what has kept us open for 29 years.
Here is the website.
It is www.hlth4all.org.
And Health for All is located at 3030 East 29th Street, number 111 in Bryan. They're open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And they're a Bravo Brazos Valley for sure. I'm Tom Turbeville. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker. Agtown Realtors voted the best in the Brazos Valley.
Is this the year you become a homeowner?
Cherry Rufino's free home buyer seminars are back. Come hear all the ins and outs of the process. We'll guide you every step of the way. Join us the first Tuesday of every month at 6:30 at the corner of University and Texas at the Coldwell Banker Agtown Building. For more information, go to cherryrufino.com. Seating is limited. To make reservations, go to cherryrufino.com.
That's the first Tuesday of every month at 6:30. Hope to see you there.
Howdy, my name is Jim Mazurkovich, chairman of the Bryan College Station Chamber Ag Council, and we're hosting our 19th annual Crawfish Ball on Friday, March 17th from 5:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Brazos County Expo on Leonard Road. The cost is $50 per person for all-you-can-eat crawfish. All proceeds go to supporting our 4-H and FFA members at the upcoming Brazos County Youth Livestock Show and Sale. Everyone is invited. Come out and help support our youth by joining us on Friday, March 17th. For more information, contact the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning and laundry service for over 20 years.
They say in Texas, it's either go big or go home. Same goes for the chase for the NASCAR Sprint Cup. Can Jimmy Johnson continue his domination in the Lone Star State?
Johnson wins in Texas again!
And his run for an historic seventh championship.
Yeah, boys, we're back!
The round of eight continues Sunday at 1 Eastern on NBC.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay, we got 45 seconds. You got anything? At least Mr. Downs
nope.
isn't in here. That's okay. Mr. Downs is not here.
I mean,
there's nothing to report. April is still pregnant.
Oh,
there you go.
All right. Well, did you know that the Wizard of Oz was originally going to be with a boy as the main character?
Really?
Oh.
Yep.
But instead of Dorothy?
His niece Dorothy died as he was working on the book,
and
he changed it to a girl.
Well, and, you know, Dawn wouldn't have looked so good in those red sparkly shoes.
Yeah, you know, exactly right. And you know what? Nobody knows for sure when the fire hydrant was invented because the patent was lost in a fire at the U.S. Patent Office.
Ironic.
So there. All right. We're back tomorrow. It's 9 o'clock. WTAW College Station. Brian.